On August 20th, resident Christine watched a black cloud roll up the hill toward her Benbow property. She grabbed sprinklers to wet down her home and quickly realized she barely had any water pressure to work with.
And so I start watering stuff down and I realize I have zero water pressure. And I mean, our pressure is always bad, but it was so bad that I'm like, maybe I'm not even supposed to be using water right now. So I was like worried about.
The fire started at a nearby shop with a faulty battery suspected as the cause. As it spread, fire crews tried to draw water from a source on Blue Rock known as Wharf Pipe 218.
And the firemen told me that literally they were sucking so hard with their trucks that it collapsed the hoses.
Garberville Fire Chief Tim Teets, who was on the scene, told KMUD what actually happened there, and it's more specific than a simple water shortage. The source crews turned to is called a wharf pipe, essentially a large distribution line that feeds water from the system into a hydrant or directly into a fire truck, rather than a standard hydrant itself. In this case, it's known as Pipe 218. It was able to fill a water truck. What it couldn't do was push that water roughly 300 feet up the hill to reach the other fire tender, due to a lack of pressure. Crews tried and the hose flattened under the strain. They had to pivot to a different water source to keep fighting the fire. Teets confirmed that same pressure problem is what left Christine with next to nothing at her own property that day. The near zero water pressure that had her relying on sprinklers instead of a hose to wet down her home. Teets says this wasn't a matter of not having enough water. Del Oro storage is substantial, he says. The problem is the delivery system that's supposed to move that water where it's needed, which he describes as aging and undersized for the demand a fire like this puts on it. He also points to a second unrelated failure nearby. A hydrant already flagged as critical for fire response was hit by a car. Instead of repairing it or replacing it, Del Oro capped it. It's been out of service ever since. Teets says none of this should have been a surprise. He tells KMUD he's personally emailed Del Oro more than four times asking the company to run flow tests on the wharf pipes and hydrants in the Benbow area, and says he's never gotten a response. State rules require water utilities to flow test hydrants every 2 years and provide a water supply map to the local fire district. Teets says neither has happened in the 2 years since Benbow came under Garberville Fire District's jurisdiction. His point, if Del Oro had run those tests and mapped the system, the vulnerability at Pipe 218 would have been known ahead of time. Instead, crews discovered it in real time, in the middle of a fire. This time, they had somewhere else to turn, and it worked out. The hydrant and pipe issues track with other frustrations Christine and her neighbors say they've had with Del Oro, including a water bill that spiked to $424, which the company initially attributed to 39,000 gallons of usage before calling it a computer error. Christine says raised rates over the years were supposed to fund exactly the kind of infrastructure upgrades that failed during the fire.
Well, they've been totally caught red-handed. You bought a municipality for $500,000 in 2017, which is unheard of, and you didn't put anything in. You've just been robbing the goose.
Del Oro owns roughly 20 small water systems across Northern California. Christine says she's been in contact with a group called Water Warriors, residents in other Del Oro-served communities describing similar billing and maintenance disputes, though she says the group hasn't yet responded to interview requests. KMA News reached out to Del Oro Water directly with Chief Teets' account, asking whether the company had received his flow testing requests, whether it's aware of the water supply mapping requirement, and whether it had a response to reports that Pipe 218 failed to deliver adequate flow during the fire. In a written response, Del Oro said it had two utility personnel in the field during the Blue Fire assisting crews, and stated that all 21 hydrants in the Benbow District, quote, were in working order and were able to sustain adequate water flow throughout the fire, end quote. The company says it has not received any emails from Chief Teets and is unsure who he may have been corresponding with, adding that it will reach out to him directly. That statement addresses the hydrants. It doesn't address Wharf Pipe 218, the distribution pipe at the center of Teets's account, by name. Del Oro's response also didn't address the water supply mapping requirements or Christine's question about billing and rate increases. Del Oro says its hydrants worked. Teets says the piece of system that actually failed that day wasn't a hydrant at all. It was the wharf pipe that's supposed to move water to where it's needed most. And he says he's been trying to get the company to check that system for 2 years. In the meantime, this community isn't waiting around. In the days after the Blue Fire, neighbors rallied around Kirtan, whose shop was the source of the blaze, organizing a fundraiser to help him get back on his feet. This Friday, September 4th at Stone Junction in Garberville, friends are hosting a spaghetti dinner starting at 6 p.m., along with a 50-50 raffle and live DJs. It's a small but telling response to a hard month for this neighborhood, proof that even when the infrastructure fails, the community doesn't. If you've had your own experience with Del Oro water, billing, pressure, or infrastructure issues, Christine Miller is welcoming other Benbow residents to join her on Facebook, where she is starting a local chapter with Water Warriors. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Bridget Carstensen.